From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is calling on the FBI to release all of the facts of its investigation into emails related to her use of a private server while Secretary of State. On Friday, FBI Director James Comey said that his agency had learned of the existence of more emails that appear to be pertinent to its investigation of Clinton's use of the private server. He said investigators would examine the emails to see if they contained classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI's inquiry. Speaking Friday evening, Clinton said she doesn't expect the new revelations to affect how people vote.
You know, I think people a long time ago made up their minds about the emails. I think that's factored into what people think, and now they're choosing a president.
Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump said the new information is evidence of what he called Clinton's corruption. Speaking to a cheering crowd Friday, Trump said the new investigation is a chance for the FBI to correct what he called a big mistake.
I have great respect for the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice are now willing to have the courage to right the horrible mistake that they made.
The FBI launched an investigation into Clinton's email server in 2015, but closed it last July after concluding that there was no basis to charge her with any criminal conduct. The revelations came 11 days before voters go to the polls to elect a president on November 8th. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office reports that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by Islamic State militants in their battle for Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office says that Islamic State militants have been forcing people living in the outskirts of the city of Mosul out of their homes and pushing them into the city to be used as human shields. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says that Islamic State has abducted nearly 8,000 families and forced them at gunpoint into strategic Islamic State locations.
Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot. And even among those who did comply, many of them, including 190 former ISF officers and 42 other civilians, were shot dead.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of Islamic State. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and to treat captured Islamic State fighters in accordance with international human rights law. Syrian rebel groups say that they began a large-scale offensive in Aleppo Friday to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday that rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100 others. The Syrian government, meanwhile, said it had beaten back attacks from both rebel forces and Islamic State militants near Aleppo. An American Airlines passenger jet caught fire at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport on Friday, forcing an emergency evacuation of passengers and closing several runways. American Airlines said the Boeing 767 was preparing to take off for Miami and was on the runway when it experienced an engine-related mechanical issue that caused the pilot to abort the takeoff. Black smoke poured out of the plane and fire was seen coming from one engine. Evacuation slides inflated from the sides of the fuselage. A Native American tribe and other activists opposed to a multi-billion-dollar oil pipeline project in North Dakota vowed on Friday to continue their fight through direct action, legal challenges, and celebrity support. Police say the pipeline is being built on private property that has been occupied by Native Americans. Pipeline opponents say that the pipeline will put the water supply at risk and damage areas sacred to the local Standing Rock Sioux Indian tribe. And the U.S. Commerce Department says the nation's economy grew 2.9% in the third quarter of this year, the fastest pace in 2 years. That positive report makes it more likely the central bank will raise interest rates. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.